Moreover, in the case of this court recognized that it is appropriate to view all these inconsistencies and the errors and personality, the lack of preparation, all taken together as a personal determination for study in this case. We also have, Your Honor, that regarding the lack of our independent submission, as you alluded to, is that the court has jurisdiction to make a decision on an issue as a state proceedings. Because of the provision you mentioned, that only the jurisdiction of the issues of law or constitutional claims, the government's position of the IJ is not necessary for the outcome of the case here, but simply looked at the issues for her and applied her incorrectly. In the Hussein case, this court did find that the court could review extraordinary circumstances only when the underlying facts are not in dispute. That is the case here. We have an adverse credibility determination based in significant part on the petitioner's testimony of the internal credible amount of instances that he's filed in his time frame. Accordingly, even if the court is fine that some issues he has identified with his testimony are pretty less warranted in adverse credibility finding, we still have the situation to understand that the court that is presented in court at this time sees this testimony in the record as an issue of law. Yes, sir.
Is this
a
case where she was
required to notice that she takes the court.
Thank you.
Thank you.